Understanding akathisia after discontinuing clonopin abruptly. What is akathisia in clonopin withdrawal? Akathisia is a distressing movement disorder characterized by an overwhelming urge to move constantly due to intense inner restlessness. This condition frequently emerges when benzodiazepines like clonopin, clonazepam, are stopped suddenly without a proper tapering schedule. The sensations typically manifest as an inability to sit still, constant pacing, rocking, or fidgeting that the person cannot control voluntarily. Patients often describe akathisia as an unbearable internal discomfort that can only be temporarily relieved through movement. The experience goes beyond normal restlessness, creating a compelling physical need to move that can significantly impact daily functioning and quality of life. Furthermore, akathisia represents one of the most troubling symptoms of benzodiazepine withdrawal syndrome, often appearing within days of abrupt clonopin discontinuation. Clonopin works by enhancing the effects of gamma-aminobutyric acid, GABA, a neurotransmitter that inhibits brain activity and creates a calming effect. When the medication is suddenly removed, the brain experiences neurochemical chaos as it attempts to function without the drug it has grown dependent upon. Consequently, this abrupt change creates a state of hyperexcitability in the central nervous system that manifests as akathisia and other withdrawal symptoms. The severity of withdrawal-induced akathisia typically correlates with several factors, including the dosage taken, duration of clonopin use, and individual neurochemistry. Higher doses and longer periods of use generally result in more pronounced withdrawal reactions, including more intense akathisia symptoms. Additionally, personal factors such as metabolism, genetics, and concurrent health conditions can influence how severely someone experiences this particular withdrawal effect. The neurological basis of withdrawal akathisia. Akathisia from clonopin withdrawal stems from complex neurochemical changes that occur when the drug is abruptly discontinued. During regular use, clonopin enhances GABA's inhibitory effects, essentially putting a brake on nervous system activity. When suddenly removed, this brake disappears while the accelerator remains fully engaged, creating neurological imbalance. This imbalance particularly affects dopamine pathways, which play a crucial role in movement regulation and reward systems. The dysregulation between dopamine and other neurotransmitters creates the uncomfortable sensation of needing to move constantly to seek relief. Moreover, the basal ganglia, brain structures responsible for coordinating movement, become temporarily dysfunctional during withdrawal, contributing to the akathisia experience. The body adapts to long-term clonopin use by reducing its natural GABA receptor sensitivity, a process called downregulation. Without a gradual tapering period, these receptors don't have sufficient time to normalize their function and sensitivity. As a result, the nervous system enters a state of hyperarousal that manifests physically as akathisia and other withdrawal symptoms. Glutamate, an excitatory neurotransmitter normally balanced by GABA's inhibitory effects, becomes overactive during withdrawal. This excess glutamate activity contributes significantly to the restlessness, agitation, and movement compulsions characteristic of akathisia. In addition, this neurochemical storm can persist for weeks or months as the brain slowly works to restore normal neurotransmitter function and receptor sensitivity. Recognizing akathisia symptoms after clonopin cessation. Akathisia from clonopin withdrawal typically presents as an overwhelming urge to move that cannot be suppressed through willpower alone. Patients frequently report feeling as if they have energy trapped inside their body that must be released through constant movement. This sensation differs from general anxiety, as it specifically relates to a compelling physical need for motion rather than just worried thoughts. Physical manifestations include pacing, rocking while sitting, shifting weight from one foot to another, and an inability to remain still for even short periods. These movements are not voluntary choices but rather compulsions driven by intense physical discomfort that temporarily lessens with movement. Additionally, many individuals experience specific leg movements such as crossing and uncrossing legs, tapping feet, or marching in place when forced to remain in one position. The psychological component of akathisia can be equally distressing, with feelings of intense agitation, irritability, and a sense of being trapped in an uncomfortable body. Many patients report that the mental anguish of being unable to find relief from the restlessness is worse than the physical symptoms themselves. Furthermore, this psychological distress often leads to sleep disturbances, further exacerbating the overall withdrawal experience. Akathisia symptoms typically fluctuate throughout the day, sometimes worsening in the evening or during periods of attempted rest. The intensity may vary from mild discomfort to severe agitation that prevents normal functioning and significantly impacts quality of life. In some cases, individuals may also experience accompanying symptoms such as muscle tension, heightened sensitivity to sensory input, and difficulty concentrating due to the overwhelming physical sensations. Dangers of cold turkey clonopin discontinuation. Abruptly stopping clonopin creates a sudden shock to the nervous system that has become dependent on the medication's effects. The brain has no opportunity to gradually readjust its neurotransmitter systems when the medication is discontinued without tapering. As a result, withdrawal symptoms like akathisia emerge with greater intensity and abruptness than would occur with a gradual reduction. Cold turkey discontinuation can trigger a withdrawal syndrome that is not only more severe but potentially dangerous. Seizures, severe psychological distress, and intense physical symptoms may occur without warning when clonopin is suddenly stopped. In addition, the risk of developing protracted withdrawal syndrome increases significantly with abrupt cessation, potentially extending the duration of akathisia and other symptoms for months rather than weeks. The sudden removal of clonopin's effects on GABA receptors creates a rebound hyperexcitability throughout the central nervous system. This state can lead to a cascade of symptoms beyond akathisia, including insomnia, anxiety, sensory hypersensitivity, and autonomic instability affecting heart rate and blood pressure. Consequently, the overall withdrawal experience becomes more difficult to manage and potentially more traumatic for the individual. Medical professionals consistently advise against cold turkey discontinuation of benzodiazepines like clonopin for these reasons. The risks associated with abrupt cessation far outweigh any perceived benefits of quickly getting off the medication. Moreover, the intensity of withdrawal symptoms like akathisia often drives individuals back to taking the medication, creating a cycle that makes eventual successful discontinuation more challenging. Timeline of akathisia development after stopping clonopin. Akathisia symptoms typically begin to emerge within 1 to 3 days after abruptly stopping clonopin, depending on the medication's half-life and individual factors. The onset often coincides with other early withdrawal symptoms such as anxiety, insomnia, and irritability. For many individuals, the restlessness initially feels like increasing anxiety before developing into the characteristic need for constant movement. The intensity of akathisia usually peaks during the first week to 10 days after discontinuation. This period represents the acute withdrawal phase when the body is experiencing the most significant neurochemical adjustments. Furthermore, many patients report that the symptoms follow a wave-like pattern, with periods of intense discomfort alternating with brief periods of relative calm. For those who have used clonopin at higher doses or for extended periods, akathisia may persist for several weeks to months. The duration varies considerably based on individual factors such as metabolism, age, and overall health. In some cases, a phenomenon called post-acute withdrawal syndrome, PAWS, may develop, extending the timeline of symptoms like akathisia beyond the typical acute withdrawal period. The resolution of akathisia generally occurs gradually rather than suddenly. Most individuals notice a slow decrease in both the frequency and intensity of restlessness over time as the brain reestablishes neurochemical balance. However, stress, lack of sleep, caffeine consumption, and other factors may temporarily exacerbate symptoms even during the recovery phase. As a result, the overall timeline can appear inconsistent as the nervous system slowly regains its normal function. Managing akathisia during clonopin withdrawal. The most effective approach to managing akathisia from clonopin withdrawal is prevention through proper tapering. Working with a healthcare provider to create a gradual reduction schedule allows the brain to adjust slowly to decreasing levels of the medication. For those already experiencing akathisia after cold turkey discontinuation, reinstating a lower dose and beginning a proper taper may be necessary to reduce symptom severity. Physical activity can help channel the restless energy associated with akathisia in a productive way. Regular exercise, walking, swimming, or gentle yoga may provide temporary relief from the uncomfortable sensations. Additionally, maintaining a consistent sleep schedule and creating a calm environment can help minimize factors that might worsen akathisia symptoms. Certain medications may be prescribed to specifically target akathisia symptoms during the withdrawal process. Beta blockers like propranolol have shown effectiveness for some individuals by reducing the physical manifestations of restlessness. In contrast to adding more medications, some people find that natural approaches like magnesium supplementation, hot baths, and relaxation techniques provide meaningful relief. Psychological support plays a crucial role in managing the distress associated with akathisia. Cognitive behavioral techniques can help individuals develop coping strategies for the discomfort. Moreover, joining support groups of others who have experienced similar withdrawal symptoms can provide validation and practical advice for navigating this challenging experience. The importance of professional support during withdrawal. Medical supervision during clonopin discontinuation significantly reduces the risk of severe withdrawal symptoms like akathisia. Healthcare providers can create individualized tapering schedules based on factors such as duration of use, dosage, and personal health history. This professional guidance ensures the process proceeds at a pace the body can tolerate without triggering intense withdrawal reactions. Doctors can monitor for complications and adjust the withdrawal plan as needed if symptoms become severe. They may recommend temporary supportive medications or treatments specifically targeted at managing akathisia and other distressing symptoms. Furthermore, regular check-ins with a healthcare provider allow for ongoing assessment and modification of the approach based on how the withdrawal is progressing. Mental health support from therapists or counselors experienced in substance withdrawal can provide essential coping strategies. These professionals can help individuals process the psychological aspects of withdrawal and develop resilience during the challenging process. Additionally, they can address any underlying anxiety or other conditions that might have led to clonopin use initially. The journey through benzodiazepine withdrawal, particularly when managing symptoms like akathisia, is not one that should be undertaken alone. A comprehensive support team might include a prescribing physician, therapist, support group, and informed family members or friends. As a result, individuals have multiple resources to draw upon during difficult periods of the withdrawal process, increasing the likelihood of a successful transition off the medication.